Oh, that's my Prime delivery.
What, already?
Only one thing can match the buzz of Prime's fast delivery, and that's the buzz of Prime's entertainment.
What are we watching?
Heads of State, that new action comedy with Idris Elba as the Prime Minister, John Cena as the President, and Priyanka Chopra Jonas as their only hope. Looks like a blast.
From fast delivery to explosive entertainment, it's on Prime. For only $8.99 a month, join now. Content includes limited ads, subscription auto-renews. For more information, go to amazon.co.uk/prime.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, July 23rd. I'm Ariana Aspuru for The Wall Street Journal. President Trump is expected to sign executive orders at a tech industry event in Washington later today, putting his AI plan to boost the U.S. tech sector into effect. The administration said the plan would make it easier for tech companies to build the data centers needed to train AI models and fuel those data centers. Trump's plan embraces proposals that tech companies like OpenAI and Meta have been asking for, citing what they argue are the benefits for the economy and national security risks of falling behind competitors like China. Elsewhere, Walmart is reworking its artificial intelligence efforts. The company said it has hired Daniel Danker as the head of global AI acceleration, product, and design. Daniel previously served as chief product officer for Instacart. The company has also introduced a string of new AI tools, like an AI bot that allows store workers to practice interviews for new roles virtually, and a tool to automatically schedule worker shifts. After the bell, Tesla and Google's parent company Alphabet reported earnings. Tesla's net income plunged 16% in the second quarter, signaling further declines at the company. The company's automotive vehicle deliveries were down 13% from a year earlier. Tesla also reported adjusted earnings per share of 40 cents, matching analysts' expectations. Alphabet reported a 14% jump in year-over-year revenue. The company also recorded total revenue of $96.4 billion in the second quarter, which grew at a faster rate than the first quarter's 12%. The surge in earnings was driven by growth in its cloud division. And that's a wrap on your TNB Tech Minutes. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out our Tech News Briefing podcast on Tuesdays and Fridays.